Despite Smith's peculiar appearance, Tisquantum and his fellows treated him well. They apparently gave him a tour, during which he admired the gardens, orchards, and maize fields, and the great troops of well-proportioned people tending them. At some point a quarrel occurred, and bows were drawn, Smith said, 40 or 50 Patuxet surrounding him. His account is vague, but one imagines that the Indians were hinting at a limit to his stay. In any case, the visit ended cordially enough, and Smith returned to Maine and then England. He had a map drawn of what he had seen, persuaded Prince Charles to look at it, and curried favor with him by asking him to award British names to all the Indian settlements. Then he put the maps in the books he wrote to extol his adventures. In this way, Patuxet acquired its English name, Plymouth, after the city in England. Smith had left his lieutenant, Thomas Hunt, behind in Maine to finish loading the other ship with dried fish. Without consulting Smith, Hunt decided to visit Patuxet. Taking advantage of the Indians' recent good experience with English visitors, he invited people to come aboard. The thought of a summer day on the foreigner's vessel must have been tempting. Several dozen villagers, Tisquantum among them, canoed to the ship. Without warning or pretext, the sailors tried to shove them into the hold. The Indians fought back. Hunt's men swept the deck with small arms fire, creating a great slaughter. At gunpoint, Hunt forced the survivors below decks. With Tisquantum and at least 19 others, he sailed to Europe, stopping only once at Cape Cod, where he kidnapped 7 Nauset. In Hunt's wake, the Patuxet community raged, as did the rest of the Wampanoag Confederacy and the Nauset. The sachems vowed not to let foreigners rest on their shores again. Because of the worthless Hunt, lamented Gorges, the would-be colonizer of Maine, a war was now new begun between the inhabitants of those parts and us. Despite European guns, the Indians' greater numbers, entrenched positions, knowledge of the terrain, and superb archery made them formidable adversaries. About 2 years after Hunt's offenses, a French ship wrecked at the tip of Cape Cod. Its crew built a rude shelter with a defensive wall made from poles. The Nauset, hidden outside, picked off the sailors one by one until only 5 were left. They captured the 5 and sent them to groups victimized by European kidnappers. Another French vessel anchored in Boston Harbor at about the same time. The Massachusetts killed everyone aboard and set the ship afire. Tisquantum was away 5 years. When he returned, everything had changed, calamitously. Patuxet had vanished. The Pilgrims had literally built their village on top of it.